This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing. Of course, follow the podcast, our YouTube page as well, 94WIP. Check it out, I believe. We are approaching, maybe we've gotten there, 10,000 subscribers on YouTube over at 94WIP. So go give us a subscription there. All videos, podcasts, everything from on air, it's all right there for you. 94WIP on YouTube. Okay, so opening day a few days away. I'm very excited for this Philly season. It was awesome to be down at Clearwater. A lot to get to. I have some bold predictions, 24 bold predictions for the 2024 Phillies coming up later this week. Let me do a betting episode, how to bet the 2024 Phillies. But before we get to any of that, we got to settle this pitching situation because the Phillies certainly have an issue right now. Taijuan Walker is hurt, and he may stink anyway. He certainly wasn't very good last year. And if you want to tell me, type in the comments that he had 15 wins, go for it. We watched him. He wasn't very good. Most first innings, he gave up runs. He struggled. He kind of labored. He wasn't any part of the postseason situation because they knew he couldn't pitch. But if there's one thing Taijuan Walker does do or has done, is he eats innings. I mean, he will go out there and he'll take down 28 to 32 starts and he'll pitch into the sixth inning and he'll save your bullpen. That's a lot of innings that someone else now has to take if it's not Taijuan Walker. I'm just looking at Walker as a really expensive Kyle Gibson. I don't love these kind of pitchers, but every team kind of needs someone like that just to get you through a season. It's more of a regular season guy than a postseason guy. Now Taijuan Walker, who really, it's been weird this spring. It feels like he's been off the whole time. And it's been a different reason or excuse every couple days. You know, it was a knee a couple days ago. Now it's a shoulder. I don't know what's going on. This may be a guy who's just doesn't have much left in the tank. And we're just trying to search for reasons why. Regardless, Walker starts in the IL. So now what? Obviously, the big name out there is Jordan Montgomery. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, an Odyssey insider, said there's some level of interest in the Phillies. But he does have long-term offers out there from other teams. I don't know. I mean, the Phillies have had a chance at Montgomery the entire offseason. They haven't done it. I would sign Montgomery right now. I think the Phillies should sign Montgomery right now. I think they should have a sense of urgency on this season and their window. I mean, I look at 2024, and I look at it as more of a now or maybe never kind of season for the Phillies than maybe other people do. This is not a young baseball team. They have guys in their mid-30s, early to mid-30s that are all going to get to their mid or late 30s pretty quickly here. And there is a chance in a year or two the Phillies look very old and do not look as good as they do right now. So they got to capitalize on this window. Montgomery is a proven, solid, left-handed starting pitcher who has had playoff success. Is he an ace? No. Would I pay him as much as Aaron Nola? And there were some reports this offseason he wanted Nola money. I wouldn't. He hasn't been as good as Nola for as long. He doesn't have that kind of track record. Strikeout to walk ratio is not as good. He's not as good as Nola, but he's good. He is, if we kind of put these guys in buckets, if Wheeler's clearly a number one and an ace, I look at Nola as a high-end number two. Montgomery's a three. And would that give the Phillies potentially two threes with Rangers? Well, sure, great. The more the merrier. Or one of them becomes a very, very high-end number four. But that, like, if you're trying to take down the Dodgers in the playoffs and you give me some combination of Wheeler, Nola, Montgomery, Suarez in a short series, I feel good about that. I loved what Montgomery did last year in the ALCS against the Astros for the Rangers, helping that team get to a World Series. Jordan Montgomery's got some big game stuff about him, and he's pitched in New York. He's pitched in Texas, pitched in big environments, in big moments, and pitched well, and he's available. Now, how much? I don't know. And are the Phillies willing to go to that next tax bracket? I don't know. But once you're this far in, I think you have to consider that kind of option, because the Phillies are where they are for a reason. They've pushed really hard to get to this point. And I look at their pitching depth now without Taijuan Walker. And can they get by? Like, if you say to me, Joe, right now, if we don't sign Walker, if we don't sign Montgomery, is this thing going to fall apart? I don't think it will. I think they could survive, but I think their chances of winning the division are diminished. I think it would swing maybe more back towards the Braves. I do think the Braves should be the favorite, but I think the Phillies absolutely can win this division. I said that the other day on the midday show. This would move me more towards the Braves, less towards the Phillies. It would be harder in the regular season to have enough pitching if this is a long-term issue to Taijuan Walker if they don't get Montgomery. But if they don't get him, then what? Okay. So your top four in the rotation remain Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, and then, of course, Christopher Sanchez. Now, is that good enough? Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I would say Walker's a five anyway. So you're losing your fifth starter, an expensive fifth starter, but you're losing your fifth starter. The only issue is, I always say this about depth, especially in baseball or like offensive lines in the NFL. Once you lose a guy, you're one more injury away from trouble. Like, it depends on how much depth you have. The Dodgers, the Rays some years, you know, the Mariners right now, there's so much pitching depth that they could lose a guy and they still have five. They still have five high-end ones. I mean, that's why Seattle's rotation is the best in baseball right now, and the Dodgers have enough depth that they can get through injuries. The Phillies aren't like that. Now, can they piece this thing together? Yeah, and I do think they have some interesting arms behind Taijuan Walker. Spencer Turnbull was an interesting pitcher a couple years ago with Detroit. Has had injury issues. Obviously, a Nebraska draft pick back in the day. That's why he's here. They keep talking of Tyler Phillips as a guy to watch out for. Coby Allard, who was, you know, at one point a prospect with some pedigree in Atlanta, didn't really work out, but now he's here. So there's some names there. And then, of course, there's Mick Abel, who was a first-round pick a few years ago, and I've liked what I've seen in spring training. Now, is he fully ready? I don't think so. Could he be ready by midseason or even June? I think he could. So there's some names there behind this rotation that'll start a AAA or obviously Turnbull in the rotation that could help. The only issue is, you know, Christopher Sanchez threw 150 innings last year when you add all his innings together between the minors and majors. Is he ready for another similar workload this year? If he is and he pitches like he did in the second half, they'll probably be okay. If he isn't and he has an injury, well, then what? Then we're talking about Turnbull and Coby Allard in this rotation, Turnbull and Mick Abel in this rotation. All of a sudden, it becomes way more worrisome. So a signing of Montgomery today would ease the questions. It would give the Phillies six legitimate starters, and you only need five healthy at the same time. Or you could go with a six-man rotation like last year when they had Lorenzo down the stretch. So I think Montgomery would just let everyone sleep better at night, knowing, okay, they've got something else here besides hoping and cross their fingers on Taijuan Walker. And the Walker thing could just become a total disaster. In fact, as you look at it right now, you know, Dave Dombrowski has done a lot of really good things. He's done a ton of good things here in Philadelphia. You know, adding, obviously, Schwarber, right? That's probably my favorite move he's made. But even smaller moves along the outside of Jeff Hoffman here, Matt Strom, who re-signed yesterday. He's taken the roster, which had some good pieces, and really spun it forward. The trade for Marsh, even though I think Ohapi's going to be a really good player in Los Angeles, because Realmuto has continued to play and play a lot, the trade makes more sense, and Marsh came into his own last year. So I give Dombrowski credit for what he's done. He's pieced together the bottom of the rotation year in, year out with Kyle Gibson's and Taijuan Walker's. But last year, he made a big error. I mean, it's a big one. It's probably the worst one he's done as a Philly executive, which is not only take what they had in Zach Eflin and say, we'd rather have Taijuan Walker, but they also paid Taijuan Walker $32 million more than would have taken to keep Zach Eflin. Just an egregious error. Eflin got Cy Young votes last year. Walker couldn't get on the mound in the postseason. Eflin will start opening day for the Rays, a team that is known as a pitching factory, and the Phillies need to now maybe replace Taijuan Walker in the rotation. So that one's a disaster. There's no other way to look at it. That was a mistake. But now how do you piece it together? So Montgomery's out there. He's available. if they could get a deal for him similar to a Blake Snell kind of offer, where it's a 2-year thing, maybe with an opt out, he gets to come into a pennant race or pitch in October again. Who knows? Like that could probably work for everyone. The Blake Snell, Cody Bellinger kind of deal. Maybe this is a 2-year, $55 million, a 2-year, $50 million deal with an opt out after year one. Maybe even give him 28 in the first year and whatever to get him in the building. Maybe you prorate it because he can't get on the field until May based on where he's at, or late April where he's at and all that. So I think that is certainly how I would approach it. Now, if the Phillies don't and they kind of piecemeal this together and they try to go with their depth, like a Spencer Turnbull to start this thing off, well, then what? Well, they could hope Walker gets healthy. They could hope their rotation above that stays healthy itself. And there's also midseason, the trade market.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know, Dave Dombrowski is talking about keeping the powder dry, and I understand that for both the luxury tax and obviously prospects in a trade, but there could be pitchers to trade for when we get to July. As I look at it right now, there's some teams out there that I think are trending towards being out of contention or sellers when we get to July that have some interesting starting pitchers. Cleveland, Shane Bieber could be a guy that has long been rumored to be a trade candidate out there because Cleveland's not going to re-sign him and they have a lot of young pitchers behind him. Bieber, if he bounces back this year, interesting trade possibility. Eric Fetty, you remember the name from the Nationals back in the day. They were very good. He went to Korea. He was like the KBO MVP last year, came back over. He's in the White Sox rotation. I think he's going to be good for Chicago, but that team is horrendous. So that's a guy that they could see them flip midseason. Jesus Luzardo, who started against the Phillies in the wild card round last year for the Marlins. Miami's got a lot of issues in their pitching, injuries. I could see a scenario where Miami takes a big step back and they put him on the trade block, and that would be a big deal over the course of the season. One more name, kind of a blast from the past. I'm not even sure if the Phillies would go down this route. I think maybe they would because there's so many different people in the building now, like the old memories. It's like the people that were in charge of this guy are gone now. But Nick Pivetta has really gotten better in his career and has refined himself. He's a free agent after the year. If the Red Sox struggle, Pivetta is an interesting name because he'll be a top or near the top of the Red Sox rotation. Was kind of in the rotation, out of it last year. Bullpen, long guy, swing guy, a lot of strikeouts, high strikeout rate. Really has kind of figured things out as he's gotten a little bit more mature. That'd be an interesting guy to bring back if they thought he could handle coming back here to Philadelphia. But that's down the line. Like those guys aren't available for months at the bare minimum. Tucker, I would sign Montgomery today. I'm not sure what the Phillies are going to do here, but I think they could get by without Walker because he's not that good, but then you're one more injury away from,
Yeah, and you're at this point, you know, Spencer Turnbull is going to start the season in the rotation, right? He might not get a start early on because they're going to have enough off days. They could probably piece together a 4-man rotation the first couple of weeks, but he's going to be on the 26-man roster. He's going to be with the team. So he's your fifth starter, even if you sign Jordan Montgomery tomorrow, because he won't be here until May, probably at the earliest, if they sign someone today. And I think this is a really interesting situation to see where Dave Dombrowski and this Phillies team, you know, the front office thinks this team's at, because this is a team that is getting older. This is a team that, you know, I think some people think this might be the last run, right? This is the last shot for this group to really put things together. Remember what happened to the last great contending team in you know, 2012 and beyond, how they kept trying to put Band-Aids on an aging team and get them back in. They just kept falling further and further and, you know, kind of left us with a decade of incompetence. And I think if they go out and they get someone like Jordan Montgomery, it kind of proves that they think this is their last chance too. Whereas you mentioned Dave Dombrowski a couple weeks ago saying, well, we don't want to go in all in now because of the trade deadline. But I also thought he meant, you know, next year as well, right? And a 1-year deal with Jordan Montgomery doesn't affect next year's luxury tax. But let's say they want to go out and they want to sign Juan Soto or another big name free agent next season, another younger guy. I think them kind of holding off and them letting Turnbull or McAbel or whoever it is kind of try to take over that fifth starter spot, if Taiwan Walker is still out for most of the year, I think that would prove that they think that they're still in this for the long haul.
I agree with that. I mean, if they wait and they kind of save the powder for next year, then they want to kind of extend the window. I think that'd be faulty logic. I mean, you got to win. You got to strike while the iron's hot. And right now they have their best players around 30 to 32 years old. A year from now, back, you know, it changes fast with some guys. I mean, JT Realmuto, we sat down with him at spring training a couple days ago. It's on the WIP daily feed. He looks like he's still got a lot left, and he thinks like he still has a lot left. He talks like he still has a lot left. The catching position says he probably doesn't have a lot left. Does he have one more good year? Probably. He's going to start 125 games this year if he stays healthy. It doesn't mean he's going to hit into the future. The iron is hot now. Jordan Montgomery's out there. Walker is a question mark, even if he's healthy. I would sign Montgomery today. I think the Phillies should, if they have designs to win the division, on being a top two seed, on being a team that goes wire to wire, gets off to a hot start, doesn't have to wake up in June, then I would go get Jordan Montgomery right now. Protect yourself against a setback for Taiwan, something worse for Taiwan, or who knows, an injury to somebody else. It's not like Ranger Suarez has been a picture of health throughout his career. Sanchez doesn't have a real long track record of success here. So I would sign Montgomery right now. I think if the Phillies have designs on winning the division and being a team that could win, let's say 94, 95 games, they need another arm, whether it be now, a real arm, whether it be now or by the middle of the season. Montgomery's there right now. It just costs money. Go get him and add him to this mix. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon. Opening day, just 3 days away.